My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard, and Big Ten Media Day is going on right now. Michigan State had their time. And I kind of want to break down what's going on in East Lansing with the MSU Spartans. But first of all, man, Deshaun Foster, UCLA, you may want to prepare your coach a little bit better, because I've never seen a coach just get up on the stand. And if you haven't seen it, go back and watch it. It lasted about a minute and 40 seconds, and it was awkward. And you just kind of wonder what was going on with the UCLA PR team. Why did they let him get up there? Why did the Big Ten let him go first? Not a good look for UCLA, but you may want to go back and rewatch that. But let's talk about the MSU Spartans. As I said, the Media Days is going on in Indianapolis at the Big Ten, for the Big Ten Media Days. And here's what's happening. You've had some of the teams have actually come up there, and MSU finally had their day in the sun. Jonathan Smith got up there to speak. A lot of people are very apprehensive. They don't really know what's going on with the Spartans. And let's face it, because it was a ton of turnover, you lost a lot of players, and you have a new coach, new system, new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. You don't know. Vegas has set the over-under, I believe, at like 4.5 games for Michigan State to win. So at least, I keep getting the question asked a lot. What do I really think about Michigan State? How do I think they're going to do? I get asked this on the air. I get to ask this in person. So I said, you know what? How about I just take some time and let's talk about it. Let's talk about MSU. Now, I'm going to go back and later podcast, I'm going to kind of talk about overall, once the Big Ten Media Days are done, we'll talk about all the different teams. But for this podcast, let's just make this one specific for MSU and for MSU fans, because you want to know what I think about the team and how I feel about this team. And I've said this on the air with Mike on 97.1. The biggest thing to me is this team goes as Aiden Childs goes. Aiden Childs, quarterback transfer in from Oregon State, came with Jonathan Smith. If Aiden Childs can be that quarterback in a Big Ten that, let's face it, it's top heavy with Ohio State and Oregon and Penn State and Michigan. But after that, I see it's a significant drop off where teams from 5 to 16, anybody can beat anybody on any given day, which means if you have the best player on the field, you have a better chance of defeating a team. Saying that is why I said Aiden Childs can kind of mask some of the deficiencies that this team has. Think of it like this. Aiden Childs, if he performs the way I think he's going to perform, can kind of be that magical elixir that Kenneth Walker III was when Michigan State won 11 games. When you saw that year, you were like, oh, this team is great. But what you really found out after Walker left, he was the deodorant. You didn't see the deficiencies. You didn't see how bad the O-line was because Walker was just such a phenomenal player. He made up for all of that. He scored. And because now you had attention on him, you know, Naylor and Reed would get, you know, single coverage because teams were stacking the box. It was all the success for MSU really came down to him. Let's face it. Because afterwards, you found out that Peyton Thorne wasn't that great of a quarterback. Now, you did find out that, you know what, Reed was a good wide receiver, and he's holding his own and doing quite well in Green Bay. But it was really Kenneth Walker that got Mel Tucker his money. It won you those big games. It was Kenneth Walker. He left. Team fell apart. They were not the same. I say that to say the same could be said if Aiden Childs can do what I think he can, become that dual threat quarterback and become that playmaker on the field and score touchdowns and get guys open and just run that offense that he's familiar with coming from Oregon State with this coach. Remember, Oregon State recruited him heavily, and then they recruited him again to come to Michigan State. NIL package is there. He's getting paid well. It's going to be a lot of expectations on the young man. If he can deliver, then I think that you'll hit the over. I think that if he can deliver, you're looking at an MSU team that could possibly win 7, 8 games, 9 if they get a lucky bounce here or there. Are they ready to challenge for the Big Ten in year one? They are not. In my opinion, no. So please don't get it twisted by saying, oh, you think they're going to win 9 games. I said 9 games if they catch a break and they win a game that they probably should not win. And that comes through that stretch, that 4-game stretch where they play Ohio State, and then 6 days later they travel to Oregon. Then they get Iowa, and then a bye week, and then they play Michigan. Those 4 games probably are 4 of the most non-winnable games on the season. That stretch is going to be tough for a lot of Spartan fans because it is possible in that 5-week stretch, including the bye week, that you don't see a victory. But that doesn't mean that this team is going to take a step back because I think it is possible, especially depends on what happens. You know, to me, it's the Maryland game, game 2. Assuming they win game 1 Friday night, what do they do on the road against Maryland? And then what do they do when they go to Boston College? If they somehow manage to win game, those 2 games, they could be sitting there 4-0 with the next 4 games coming up. Okay, so now they go back even. I say that to say the back end of their schedule is also a very favorable schedule. It's just that middle part of the sandwich that is going to be difficult. Now, as I stated before, the simplistic answer is Aiden Childs. Aiden Childs would be the reason why this team would go and win at least 7 or 8 games. Now, the deeper dive reason, it would be because of the defense. Last year, that team, the Michigan State team last year, even though they only won 2 games, were in a lot of games that they just could not score. The defense was there. It just wore down at the end of the year. They were not horrible. The offense was horrible. The offense, I believe, was like 112. Defense was not that. I think the defense finished, I would have to double check and see, but the defense finished somewhere in the 40th or 50th, I believe, in overall defense. They weren't bad. They just got worn down because the offense could not hold their own. I say that to say one of the things that Jonathan Smith did was bring in Joe Rossi. Joe Rossi comes from Minnesota, and he had some top defenses in Minnesota. As a matter of fact, he had the number 3 overall defense in 2021, the number 8 overall defense in 2022. Joe Rossi coming in here with his defensive game plan, I think, can really help this team go, because even if the offense takes time to struggle, maybe they have to win games the way Iowa did last season, where it weren't pretty, but they got the job done. You look at the defensive line, bringing in Chris, you got a lot of guys returning, a lot of guys, 5th- and 6th-year players, which they may not be great. They may not be NFL caliber, but you're having grown men go up against, you know, 18 and 19 year olds. That can be a difference when you going up against a 22, 23 year old man. Chris Boggle, Kent Talley, you know, And then you got the youngster in Jalen Thompson, kid from Cass Tech. Now, he's the one that I really think is going to start skyrocketing. I really like what he did last year and how he just he took advantage of a bad team and some playing time, and he really looked like he was going to get this thing going, and he did. He made an impact in games, especially as the season progressed. The linebacking core got better. I mean, everybody knows about Cal Halliday. Everybody knows about Jordan Hall. But then they bring in two transfers. They bring in Jordan Turner from Wisconsin. And then the guy that I think that a lot of Spartan fans are going to fall in love with is Wayne Matthews. He's a transfer from Old Dominion. Your linebacking core got stronger. What does this mean? It means that you can kind of bring some guys in and bring that extra pressure if you need to, or you can have some athletic guys drop back into coverage. But you improve the defense, you improve the linebacking core. The defensive line filled with a lot of guys who are a lot older. So you got to hope that mentally they'll be able to dominate the younger 18 and 19-year-old players. Secondary as well with Chuck Brantley. I mean, you improve the secondary. I just like overall what the defense did, especially in bringing in Joe Rossi, that because MSU's problem, they were in games with teams of their equal. They got blown out by the good teams. Even if you just kept that philosophy and things went that way, then you would end up at 8-4. You have to be able to, at least in year one, compete better against the good teams. And that's what I'm hoping that Coach Rossi can do with his defense and overall playing. When you're going up against, like I said, when you're playing teams of your equal, you got to be able to beat them. You got to be able to win games. You got to be able to do things. And you cannot get blown out the way that you did against Ohio State, the way that you did against Michigan, the way that you did against Penn State. That wasn't fun because it shows you how far you are away from actually competing for the Big Ten. So I do think that if Coach Rossi can get this defense to step up, it will give some encouragement to Spartan fans that, okay, don't get me wrong, there's no such thing as a moral victory, but if you're losing games and you're not losing them 48-0 and you're not getting blown out where Ohio State's taking their foot off the gas again and you're out of the game at the end of the first quarter again, it's encouragement because it means that you have the players to compete with their players. What you found out, because when a lot of guys transfer from MSU, they just weren't that good. They didn't transfer up. A lot of them transferred down, which means a lot of them should not have been on campus and not have been wearing the green and white in the first place. So that's what you got to hope to happen. As far as the offense, going back to that, yeah, Aiden Childs, I think one of the bigger things was Tanner Miller, the center who transferred in from Oregon State as well. You bring him in to solidify that offensive line because let's face it, the MSU's offensive line has been god-awful for a long time. Take away the Kenneth Walker year. Walker did a lot of that on his own. It's kind of like when you watch the old school guys, when you watch Barry Sanders back in the day. Barry did it. It wasn't the holes that the O-line opened up for him. It was just Barry being Barry. Same with Kenneth Walker. He was just Kenneth being Kenneth. He was canine being canine. But now bringing in Tanner Miller, the center, that you hope that that will solidify this offensive line and the pieces will now fall into place, that they will be able to open up holes. They will be able to run this offense. They will be able to pass protect and keep Aiden Childs upright, open up holes, give him time to go down the field. Because I do think that, you know, Nate Carter, when given holes, man, he's not canine, but he can hit the hole. He can pick up 4, 5, 6 yards at a time and give you that steady grind, kind of the way Wisconsin running backs would just grind you out and grind you out. That's what you're looking at to get from Nate Carter. And if the offensive line can pass protect and give Aiden Childs some opportunities, you got your tight end Jack Velling, the other guy who came in from Oregon State, who represented Michigan State at Big Ten Media Days. You got that big tight end. You got Nick Marsh, the true freshman, who I think is going to be special. I think this is going to be the big play guy. You got a little glimpse with it, Spartan fans, during the spring game. He switched his number to 6. I do think that he is going to be one of the difference makers on offense. If this team goes far, they will go from that Aiden Childs to Marsh connection. Like I said, you got him. You got Velling. Also, don't forget, you got Foster, Montori Foster, who I think can be the possession receiver. Antonio Gates Jr., And also, Jerron Glover, who he was the big play guy in last year. A lot of big catches. They were able to get him to come back. And I think that he will be a key factor in this offense. So what do I think about Michigan State? I think that this is a team that will surpass the over in what Vegas is saying. I think that you're probably looking at a team somewhere between the 7 to 9 range, depending on, you know, Aiden Childs and the offense clicking. I think the defense will do their part. It's just how well can you score and what can you do against the teams that are clearly better than you talent-wise? Can you compete? Can you shock? Can you surprise? Can you do what Coach D'Antonio did a lot, where he would have quote-unquote inferior MSU teams, but they would battle the top 10 teams and they would defeat the top 10 teams? Can you get to that? If that's the case, then you move up into the upper echelon. But right now, yeah, I'm looking at 7 wins to 9 wins as probably the high. Maybe you sneak one of those games in, but they will help because now you're going to get people to come in. You're going to get recruits to come in. You're going to get better talent to come in because, once again, you take away the magical Kenneth Walker year where Michigan State won the Chick-fil-A Bowl. And, yeah, well, the bowl they played in Georgia. Take away that. And when they defeated Pittsburgh, and it hasn't been a good 5-6 years for Spartan fans. So you're not getting the recruits. They're not coming there. And it's going to take some winning. It's going to take Jonathan Smith. And look, he took his first 3 years at Oregon State. It took some time. But after he got things rolling, Oregon State became that team that teams just didn't want to play. His style reminds me a lot of Mark D'Antonio's style, where he's just going to go out and find tough players who fit his system. And now if he can sprinkle in some stars, then great, we can win. But I do think it's going to take some time. I don't see the instant impact. I don't think, oh, they're going to be challenging for a playoff spot year one. I do think for Spartan fans, as I said, simplistically, it's Aiden Childs. Aiden Childs and Joe Rossi and what that defense can do. If things click for the Spartans, you know, you can start this year off and you'll be 4-0. It's the next four games that'll kind of dictate where this team is. Ohio State at home, at Oregon 6 days later. Iowa, who's always going to bring some defense and just going to be a house of horrors. But, you know, it's going to be at Spartan Stadium. And then you go to the big house and you play Michigan. If you can sneak one of those games and win one of those, I think a lot of Spartan fans will look at this year as being a year where the team overachieved and made positive steps. But that's where I am for Michigan State. Fresh off of media days, people want to know what I thought about this Spartan team. I think that they should at least win 7 games, possibly 9. We'll see how this goes. And, you know, like I said, when the Big Ten media days finish up, I will do a podcast kind of talking the overall look of the Big Ten and how I think, you know, things will be fitting and which teams I think will rise to the top and which teams I think are clearly, I think, are overrated. And we'll see. But for right now, thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing and liking. Tell your friends. I'll be back later on. Thanks for watching the 5-Star Zone. I'm Rico Beard.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.